Many of those said, too, has brought one of their statements, one of the statements of philosophy. Of course, we prefer not to repeat their words, but this is one that is brought by Rabbeinu Zal, quotes them, for a purpose, a very clear purpose, to show how false they are. They base their premise, the false premise, on a pasuk in the Torah which says, V'yadata hayim, v'hashivesa v'alvecha ki Hashem holikim. You shall know today, you should know, that Hashem is Hashem. They say from there, it shows proof that you have to know Hashem, which means you have to delve into the study to find out, to learn about Hashem, to get to know Hashem. Says Mephedesh, Yadata Hayim, you should know. It doesn't say you should believe, it says you should know. This is what they base it on. Benel says how false and foolish, idiotic that statement is. Truth is completely the opposite. Because a person is supposed to know Hashem, yes. How can you know Hashem? Could a person really know Hashem? Is it possible for a physical being to know Hashem, who is infinite? Can a person have a grasping knowledge of something which is infinite, ain't safe? That which is far above human conception. To know Hashem means through emuna. The answer is the wording here means know of Hashem through emuna. Nelson's on the Kutei Halachos writes about this. He gives a mushal. For example, a king issues decree and order that every person in his kingdom should know there is a ruler over him. There is a monarch whose orders they must obey. Know that there is a ruler over you. That's all. You don't have to see him. You just have to know about the fact that he is there. The same thing, too. Each person should review this constantly. Da'es Hashem. There's a pasuk which says, actually, Da'es Hashem. Know Hashem. Know means to know of Hashem. Every day, be aware of the fact that Hashem exists. Review this constantly in your mind. How? Know Hashem through emunah. Person must remind himself always, this is according to Kedusha. According to Kedusha means a memory to remind oneself of Kedusha, that there, and Hashem is the creator, that there is a tachlis, there is a goal, there is an elam habla, there is chavi enish, there is reward and punishment, and that there is ashkocha prati, that Hashem sees all that is going on. Know of this only through emunah. If your emunah is solid, that means you know of Hashem, this will give you an immunity against sin. Person is aware of the existence of Hashem, this emunah is strong, then he will avoid falling into a pitfall of the Yetzirah and sin. He'll be rescued from the Yetzirah, from Tivus, and this will give him a protection throughout life. But this knowing of Hashem is possible only through emunah. Where this protection, the shield that one can have against all evil, is through emunah. First, one who has emunah is one who knows of Hashem. This is what the pasuk means, and of course, any other statement to delve into chakit, study physically, chas v'shalom, logically, going into logic about Hashem, is the greatest disrespect, greatest arrogance, and the greatest poisonous act a person can commit. So no matter who that philosopher is, who interprets the word leading that, it will only lead a person to his doom. A person should avoid that, and know that he should live his life with emunah. Fulfill the Torah with emunah. The entire Torah is based purely upon emunah. All the commands of Hashem are based on emunah. As the pasuk says, kol mitzvos secha emunah. All mitzvos of Hashem are what? Emunah, faith, belief. You cannot fulfill the command of Hashem because you can never fulfill really that which Hashem wants. Which person can rise to that height? But Hashem says, I know you're not big enough to perform it. All I ask of you is that which you could do, and that is, emunah, do it with faith. Give it all the faith you have. Then it's considered as though you actually fulfill the command of Hashem.